Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Buschhorn. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Buschhorn. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball four. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Tillman and Harrelson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bushhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Bushhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bushhorn strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Charles moves to second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. Brian strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Schilling moves to third. Jim Dixon now pitching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Landis steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Ritchie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ritchie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Bryan reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones bunts towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Schilling scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Mantilla moves to third. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Don Mossy. Arnold Early now pitching. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Raditz. Landis moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Tillman moves to second. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Tillman scores. Petrocelli moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Jones moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantilla. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Mantilla steals second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Mantilla scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Conigliaro moves to third. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Petrocelli. Harrelson moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz is 0 for 1 in the game. Raditz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Landis is hit by the pitch. Causey moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Landis moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.